Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I think this whole narrative, oh, kids don't like me, from Abby is all in her head, based on what I saw and what I heard at the Burt's Big Adventure reunion this weekend at Lifetime. Where's Abby? Where's Abby? Where's Abby? I want to hang out with Abby. Abby, Abby, they like you.
Do they?
Do they?
Because based off of my experience from the reunion, it's about a 50-50 chance whether or not the kids think I'm great. Because there were some moments where I'm like, wow, maybe this year was just a fluke when that one child scowled at me when I asked her to dance. Or maybe it was just a fluke when I asked if I, when I wanted to go on the roller coaster with them and they said, no, that it was just a fluke. And I was feeling pretty good going into the reunion. This is my first reunion of 2025 because I've had to miss the last couple ones. And so I was really excited. It's our big pool party at Lifetime Fitness. And it started off actually pretty well because the first BBA kid that I saw was Ivy, who I got to walk down the runway with last year at our fashion show at Avalon. And, you know, we were riffing, we were talking about, you know, what she's been doing. And she was telling me these great accomplishments she's just done with 4-H. And then, you know, she said, oh, I love Taylor Swift. And she's like, you want to go sing a Taylor Swift song with me? And so we sang Love Story together. And it was beautiful. It was wonderful. Things were going so great. And then I saw Grayson and his family. And I spent a lot of time with them last year, especially because he has two younger sisters who I believe are around the age of like 7 or 8 at this point. I was so excited to see them because the first time they saw me, they ran up to me and gave me a big hug. And so I was like, wow, all is right in the world. So I'm on a high from having just chatted with Ivy, thinking everything's going great. The two twins just gave me a big old hug. And then this is when things...
I should have just left at this point.
So the two twins, I'm really excited to see. Again, spent a ton of time with their family. And their dad's with them. And they immediately, they give me a hug. And then they just run behind their dad. And they just stay there. They just hide. And I go, hey, guys. What's going on? No. Silence. I'm like, anything new? How's school? Do you read books? do you like Moana? Moana? Have you seen Frozen 2? Silence. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, they don't want to talk to me. Oh my God. Like I spent so much time with these girls. Like they just want to, they're just like running from me. And so I'm like, okay, maybe this is just like an odd moment. You know, like the kids are just a little nervous, maybe because I'm a little scary, you know, maybe something is not going well. And then I, you know, hung out with another BBA kid. I got to hang out with Camilla and I'm hanging out with her and things are going well with her and we're bedazzling. one of those visors. We were making visors at the Burt's Big Adventure reunion. I'm like, okay, things are going great. I'm on another high. And so then fast forward 20 minutes later, talking to another family I've spent a significant amount of time with. And I won't say the name, but one of the children comes over and I'm so excited. Cause I'm like, oh, I haven't seen you in like a year. This is so exciting. She runs over and I'm like, hey, Blank, how are you? Not even just a blank stare, but I think I got a scowl. And she just goes, and then turns to her family and then runs the other way. And I'm like, okay, Abby, you took another L. Like, just pick yourself back up. Like, they're just kids. They're not that scary. Their frontal lobes, not even close to being fully developed. Just hang in there, Abby.
And you're still hitting at about 50% today.
50-50. Yeah. Okay. 50-50.
All right.
And so I'm just kind of like at this point wandering around the BBA reunion and, you know, I've had my small talk. I've introduced myself to people I haven't met yet. And at this point I just kind of go into what I call like my BBA cave, which is where I just find an adult and I just cling on to them. I saw it happen.
You did?
I was like, I need to find an adult to make me feel better.
Was this underneath the shade?
I'm just hanging out under the shade. It's hot. Yeah. I'm sweaty. I'm frightened.
So I'm in the pool swimming with Liam, right? And I, you know, I'm just taking, and then you were over there and you're like passing the football with some kids and they're like climbing all over you and tackling you. And then I look to my left and they're at the very corner of the pool, the very edge, and not in the pool, but just standing in the pool. There's Abby.
With an adult.
Just standing there with an adult. But you look so cute in your little pineapple sunglasses.
Yeah.
And Kaylee was keeping you company.
She was. And so then she had to go talk to somebody else. And then I was by myself and I was like, oh God, Abby, think of something quick to do. So then we had, Ariel was there.
Oh, we had a mermaid.
Very exciting that a mermaid was there. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? People love mermaids and all the kids were flocking to the mermaids. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do what I did in middle school. Like, I'm going to associate myself with the cooler person.
Okay.
So I'm like, the kids will love me if they think me and Ariel are like besties. So I like go up and I cozy up to Ariel. I'm like, hey, Ariel, love your tail, girlfriend. And she's like, okay. And so I'm trying to make small talk with all the other kids. I'm like, dude, isn't this so cool? Like, Ariel's hanging out with us. Like, she could be anywhere, but she's here at the Lifetime Fitness on Roswell Road with us. Like, that's wild. And the kids are like, okay, loser.
Could not care less.
They're like, what's in the treasure chest? Open up the treasure chest, adult. And I'm just sitting there just completely at an emotional low. And finally, as if things couldn't get any worse, Bert's girlfriend, Amanda, comes up and goes, we need some photos of you with the children.
Because you didn't have any? Because they didn't want to hang with you.
And so by the grace of God, the BBA angels descended upon me, because now I'm like, I can't even get these kids to talk to me, let alone like take a photo with me. So I kind of like, I'm just trying to stall and I'm like making side eye at all the kids. I'm like, who can I approach? Who can I take a photo with?
Who saved you?
So finally, we
get, throw you a lifeline.
So I'm hanging out at the edge of the pool, and I'm like, do I gotta jump in this pool and like just grab a kid and quickly go, ha ha. And there was a young girl who I hadn't spent any time with, but she came up to me and I guess must be a listener to the show because she immediately knew me. And she brought me these rubber band bracelets and necklaces and rings that she had made. And she's like, I really wanted to give you one of these.
Aww.
And I was just like, ah! I'm like, finally, a child likes me. And then I turn to Amanda and I go, oh, Amanda, why don't you get this on camera?
Amanda.
And I'm like, oh, sweet child. Why don't you put, that I've never met before, why don't you put this bracelet on my wrist? Oh, what a lovely moment we're having.
Abby, don't worry. Next year at the pool party reunion, I will have this queued up just for you.
Tommy, I'm with the adults.
Bless.
I'm with the adults under the shade.
So if you see Burt's Big Adventure sharing one picture of Abby with one child in a touching moment, it's the only one we have.
It's the only photo we had. Thank you, small child, for gifting me that bracelet on camera.
But you know what? Bless your heart for coming and hanging and
being there
and
trying.
And trying.
Yes.
Just putting out my max effort for minimal return.
All right, it is day 15.
58 of 100 days of good goes round.
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes round.
Yeah, we're just trying to do stuff for you guys. What do you need? Just tell us what you need. Small ways, big ways. And we're doing this for 100 straight days. And in a case like this, we've got a Burt Show listener that has written a children's book. She is very proud of it. And we'd love to promote it. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thanks for listening. And you're not even in Atlanta. You're not even in any one of our syndicated markets.
No, I'm in the suburbs of Chicago, but my twin sister and I are huge podcast listeners. We listen every day, and we talk about it and text each other about it. It's like how we bond.
Appreciate I love that you. So yeah. much. Thank you.
No problem.
So how can we help?
So I am a kindergarten teacher. This is going to be my 15th year being a kindergarten teacher. And I'm also a mom of two young, amazing kids. And I had my big dream, as you said, come true this year. I wrote a book called Little World Changer, and it's inspired by my students. You know, I really want my students to see themselves as writers and scientists and readers and mathematicians. And I love teaching them about diverse, influential people. And I've seen the power that representation can do when the kids see themselves in the book or see something that they want to be. So I wrote it inspired by my students. And I am so proud to share it with the world. And it's my dream to have it all around the world and all across the country in the hands of kids.
Look, that is a lot of hard work right there. I think when people see, like, a book on a bookshelf, they don't realize all the stuff that goes into it, all the work, all the second guessing, all the editing. So good on you for sticking with it.
So I'm pulled up the book.
Yeah, it was way beyond.
I pulled up the book
that I thought it was going
to
be.
I pulled up the book on the link that she sent us, and I'm looking here at the pages, and this is absolutely precious. So there's Amelia Earhart, and she says, "I am daring." And then you have some fun facts about Amelia Earhart. And then the next page, "I am a leader." And then there's Martin Luther King Jr. and some fun facts about him. And then this is so adorable. This is so precious.
Thank you so much. The illustrator did an amazing job. Her name is Abby Bryant, and she really helped my vision come to life. And I love the affirmations. I think that's a really important thing for young kids to kind of instill in themselves. Mm-hmm. And I just love teaching about diverse, influential people. You know, you just see the kids light up as they learn about new people. And I am just so proud to share this, and I thank you so much for the opportunity to let me share this on the Burt Show as well.
The name of the book is Little World Changer, and we have a link up to that book, to Jenny's book, from theburtshow.com. Good luck. Happy to help you out. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, thank you.
See you around.
Really quick.
Thank you so much.
By the way, her book does not have any last chapter.
When you purchase one book is also donated to a deserving child.
So that's awesome.
Very cool.
Even more of a win-win.
All right. So again, we have a link on up to theburtshow.com. Tell us what you need. What is it you want from us? We got you at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I got one the other day. I got a DM I want to run by you guys. Is this a major red flag, a break-upable offense, or one where you just go, yeah, he was just kind of a bonehead? Because to me, I think there's something underlying here that is going to tell you that this is going to be a problem in the future also. All right, goes, hey, Bert, so here's one for you. My birthday was 4 days ago, and I got this a couple of days ago, so the timing of this might be weird. Here's one for you. My birthday was 4 days ago. My boyfriend of 2 years knew that it was coming up. When I pressed him for a plan a few weeks ago, he just said, I got it. So I waited and waited, not wanting to push. We had plans on my birthday night, Friday night, but he was so casual in asking, I started to wonder if he remembered or not. We went out for a pretty routine night, dinner at a restaurant that we go to a lot, few drinks. Then he took me back to my place and dropped me off. He didn't say he didn't stay the night or offer to stay the night because he had to take off at 7 a.m. the next morning for a flight to Tucson. Here we are 4 days later and no acknowledgement at all. He totally forgot. Now my mind is racing. I feel disrespected that he forgot. Capital letters. We went out the night of my birthday. I can't help but feel distant from him right now. What do I even say this many days after? So it's a routine Friday night for him. He's like, hey, you want to go out on Friday night? And she's like, yeah. So they go out. They're hanging out with each other, but nothing. No happy birthday, no card, no nothing. Just a regular routine Friday night for him.
Okay, so I totally validate her feeling hurt, heartbroken, depending on the kind of person you are. Some people are like, all about their birthdays. Mm-hmm. Other people want to like ignore their birthdays. I'm a kind of person that likes to celebrate, right?
She reminded him even though.
Yeah, but you know, so does she have every right to be upset, hurt? Yes. I do think somebody gets a chance to redeem themselves. I don't know why he forgot. I don't know how he forgot. I don't know what's going on in his life, if there is anything going on in his life that he got distracted by. I think you can look at your relationship and know if somebody has ill intent. It doesn't sound like he did this on purpose to hurt her. It sounds like it was just a bonehead move and a bonehead mistake. But you need to bring it up and be like, hey, we went out Friday and you never once mentioned anything about it being my birthday and my feelings are hurt.
And I reminded you about it and you blew me off by saying, I got it. Why are you hassling me? I got it.
So I mean, I think in an instance like this, we harp on it all the time. Communication is key. You got to let him know that your feelings are hurt, why your feelings are hurt, and give him a chance to explain himself. And I feel like in the explanation of what happened, if he is remorseful, if he is apologetic, if he wants to make it right, like if he goes above and beyond to right his wrong, all right, then we get a pass here. If he's indignant, if he's like, mm-hmm. birthdays aren't that big of a deal, if he's like, oh, if he tries to gaslight you and say, oh my God, you're so overreacting, like you're giving main character energy, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm allowed to be the main character. So if he has that reaction, then that tells you something else. But you have to have a conversation with him.
This would be a breakupable offense for me.
Yeah.
If I already felt like maybe there were some things I wasn't sure about, this would kind of be the last straw that I would use to be like, okay, this is definitely not the right move for me. But if this is like the right guy for you and everything else has been really great up until this point, then go the Kristen route. Have the conversation. And I think how people respond to conflict says
everything about them. I think sometimes when things go wrong or people upset us in some ways, we want to be like, oh, I knew you were going to hurt me in some way. But really, like, give him the chance to make it right and give him the chance to show that he really wants to take your feelings into consideration.
I think it's such a bonehead move. I mean, forgetting is a bad offense. Going out on the night of your birthday and then forgetting and never acknowledging it just feels like it cuts deeper to me.
Yeah, let me ask you guys, how hard is it to make a calendar reminder?
For guys or
not
women?
Hard.
For anyone.
But here's the thing. Maybe it's not even that he forgot. For some people growing up, birthdays were not something that they celebrated or felt like were a big deal. It's just another night. It's another day that you're turning whatever age you're going to be. So maybe that he just comes from a family where they just don't celebrate birthdays that way.
Look, I don't think it's a breakupable offense. I agree with the second chance. But what I would do is like go to Claire's or something and buy a decked out diamond looking bracelet and start wearing it. And when he's like, where did you get the bracelet? You say, I bought it for myself for my birthday.
That's not bad, really.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, my birthday. And you're like, yeah, remember we went out to get tacos? That was my birthday. It was so sweet of you to plan that. And make him feel so guilty, but you're just all upbeat and nice.
And you know what he's telling his friends right now? Oh, for a week now, I've been trying to come on to my girlfriend, just get a little sex, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Should I break up with her? And they're like, yeah, dude, for sure. Break up with her.
So I guilt trips are triggering for me. So if this is
forgetting my birthday is triggering. Yeah.
If you do consider yourself to be in a loving relationship, I love the idea of Cassie's like calendar reminder. I don't know why I find those difficult as well. If I were you today, I'd be like, hey, I need you to pull out your phone. I need you to go to this date and I need you to put in my birthday. And then a week set up a reminder a week before that, letting you know my birthday is a week before that. So we never have to deal with this again.
Amen.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like popcorn buckets are the new it thing for when you go to the movies.
What popcorn bucket made this a thing?
I think it might have been the Dune 2 popcorn bucket. You know, the one that looked like it was
like a butthole?
A butthole.
I don't know that one.
I was going to dance around that, but yeah, it's the Dune 2 butthole popcorn bucket.
I'm pulling up the picture of it, right? Yeah.
What was it emulating in the movie?
A sandworm, duh.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
But it
had like teeth.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. Nobody wants to eat out of that.
Because like you put your hand down into the teeth and then you pulled out your pop. It was weird.
So anyway, the new Fantastic Four movie just set a Guinness World Record. And it has nothing to do with the film and everything to do with this popcorn bucket. So Marvel Studios recently unveiled the Fantastic Four popcorn bucket. It is shaped like the head of the movie's villain, Galactus. And it is huge. It is 20 inches by 17.5 inches and holds 341 ounces, which is a lot of popcorn. So it is now the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket. It even has eyes that light up. And the whole cost, what do you think it is? Do you want to give a guess for this big popcorn bucket with light up eyes?
$35.
In this economy, no, you got to go way up.
$100.
Okay, not that high.
$75.
You're the closest. $80 for this popcorn bucket. It sold out immediately at theaters across the country, but you can still order it at the AMC theater shop.
Okay, so there's, because I think it was on the Colbert Show. There's two Fantastic Four popcorn buckets. You have one with the glow eyes, like the bad guy or whatever. And then there's another one. And it's a little phallic because if you aim it a certain way,
who is designing these popcorn buckets?
So
are they designing them for shock value?
Look, it looks like there's something wrapping around the bucket.
Let me look it up. Fantastic.
And it looks like a Reed Richards part is wrapping around the bucket.
It's Pedro Pascal's character,
Reed Richards,
and it is
Wait a second. Hang on.
But if you angle it a certain way, and they did this, he was interviewing the cast of Fantastic Four, and Pedro was just like, yeah.
That is a stretch, no pun intended.
Well, because Reed Richards is stretchy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, over-explaining for people who don't know the Fantastic Four.
I didn't know that his name was Reed Richards, so that took me a second yeah. So anyway, yeah it's
we kind of exhausted that.
I didn't know where to go from there. I'm like, okay, this took a turn I did not anticipate.
Yes, Tommy.
I pulled it up because these popcorn buckets, the collectability of these things is crazy. I'm on Etsy right now. Guess how much one of those Galacticus popcorn buckets is going for?
$200.
And this is it. They've marked through the original price they put, and it's 50% off.
$250.
Yeah. That's insane.
For a plastic popcorn button.
No.
Absolutely insane. You know, I was going to pivot to another story about Ed Sheeran and his children getting kidnapped, but that doesn't feel right. So for more stories, head to the Virtual Podcast.
Great job reading the room.
You know what? That's what I do.
Yeah.
Your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Kristen's bad take of the week and best take of the week coming up here in just a couple of seconds. I have to remember that when I joke about myself and my height online, that encourages the algorithm to put more short jokes and more short content in front of me, which can be annoying. Except when this one came by, which is totally true. And I thought, Abby, you would absolutely love this. Short guys will get this.
You know there's a silent war going on right now between short guys and tall guys? No one's talking about this. Short guys don't like tall guys, and tall guys don't know the war is going on. Hasn't caught up to them quite yet, you know?
See that?
They can't see it. They're just kind of walking. It's all this mayhem below. They're like, ugh, get out of here.
Yeah, that's at Trage Lamb on Instagram. Totally true, man. There is a silent war. We're in it. Tall guys are not.
All right, I got your bad take of the week and I got your best take of the week, but you know we got to start with the bad.
You never have to look too far for stupid opinions on the internet. But Kristen brings you the worst of the worst. It's Kristen's bad take of the week.
This one comes courtesy of the Adam Carolla Show, which Bert had sent to me. And he was like, bad take of the week, ? I watched it and I'm like, you know what? I think it just might be.
And you kind of have to know his audience too. It's meatheads.
So, right? It used to be back in the day, but my husband listened to his podcast for the longest time, but then he fell out of like with it and he doesn't listen anymore.
He's a very smart guy, Bart and Adam Carolla. But yeah, sometimes he just goes so far about women bashing and it gets just like really cavemanish.
He can have some polarizing opinions and this would be considered one of them.
Somebody sent me this meme. It's an airplane baggage thing. I've complained about this a few times. I've argued with tons of people. Like, whoa, why is it fair? The thin person is subsidizing the fat person. It would incentivize the fat person to lose some weight. Why do we weigh bags? Why even go through the process of weighing a bag? The heavier the load, the more fuel it takes to transport. Why does it cost more to ship an anvil to Kentucky than it does to send a dream catcher? You and your luggage should just be weighed together. Just like when you go to the f-ing salad bar and start loading up on that sound and you weigh it at the end.
I just like the idea of like the cattle scale of people just walking through with their bags.
Large people would not fly and you never have to get wedged between a couple of tons of funds ever again. Every woman I know would be thinking about stepping on that scale. It shouldn't be private. It should come up top. Hi, like a game show. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we get to see who's tipping those scales and what they're tipping them at.
Step right up.
Yeah, and then the ticket would just come out based on the weight.
Now, clearly he's joking, right?
He is.
Clearly
but
he's joking.
He's joking, but I also think he believes what he's joking about.
I think he's going over the top for shock value, right?
I mean, maybe. I don't think it's funny. I just wish there would be a day when fat people weren't the butt of the joke. Mm. I mean, I realize that's not going to happen. I do think there you can have discussions if you want around weight on planes. I mean, I think that's a technical issue, right? Planes can only hold so much weight. It makes sense. You have to include baggage and estimates for passenger size. But like, it's just like so many fat people just can't lose weight. That's what it is you don't understand the struggle till you've been in those shoes. And it's not like you can wave a magic wand and people are like, just stop eating. It doesn't work that way. It should. I understand you think it should work that way. It does not work that way. So when you hear this being said about yourself and you're like, well, I'm trying. And most fat people have tried their entire lives to change their bodies, have cried to God, have begged, have pleaded, have sobbed into their pillow, have starved themselves, had worked out too much. I've tried everything under the sun, spent thousands of dollars trying to lose weight. And to hear this bozo come on here and be like, let's put the number on the scale. Shut up, man. And it's just so deflating to hear something like that. Like, I don't even argue against it because it's just such a pile of crap.
And I mean, maybe somebody who works at the airport can weigh in. No pun intended. I swear to God.
You really just did that?
I did. But I, when it was coming out, I'm like, I want to make sure that this is not the, this is not a, I'm not trying to crack a joke. When it comes to weighing baggage, I thought we did that so we didn't, I mean, yes. As far as like, I know there's weight limits for airplanes, but as far as weighing baggage, I always thought it was so we wouldn't throw out the backs of the baggage handlers. Like, you need to know if something's extra heavy so they can pick it up and put it on the conveyor belt. And they, because I mean, I have had a heavy bag or two in my time because, hi, I have a vajayjay and I travel heavy. I need lots of things. So I always thought that was one of the reasons why we did it, was to protect the backs of the baggage handlers.
I don't think that's the case. I think it has to do with the weight of a plane and drag, and there's all sorts of, yeah, it's science that I can't possibly understand, but it's no different than when you get into a smaller plane and you're going to like a puddle jumper from one little island to the other. I mean, it's a smaller plane, smaller engine, less baggage.
Because didn't Aaliyah pass away that way because the baggage was, or the plane was over encumbered with baggage? And it crashed.
All right, let's cleanse the palate. So we have a bad take, but this week I'm also going to do a best take. I like to have a little bit of balance here. Cassie, you are going to love this. All right, so what you're going to hear is a video that's been stitched together. So you're going to hear a woman pointing out that I'm not a girl. I'm a woman. Don't refer to me as a girl. Refer to me as a woman. When you're speaking to women, don't call them girls. Call them women. Then you're going to hear this guy get stitched in, who is trying to put her in her place by calling her out, right? And the last dude that comes in, and he is Cy Zorg on Instagram, and he's the one that puts that dude in his place, and I am here for it.
When a man says girl, but he actually means woman, I like to correct him. So, for example,
girl boss, girl's night, girl math.
Bro, you know what she means. Like, you're not stupid. You know what she means. Y'all be acting confused, but it is not confusing. If your dad said, don't call me by my first name, I'm your father, you call me dad, then you just call him that. You don't go, well, everyone else gets to call you by your first name. You call yourself by your first name. You don't do that. You see a homeboy call his girlfriend bae. You don't then start calling his girlfriend bae. I swear to God, it's not confusing. Y'all are smart. If women are like, listen, we don't call you boy like you're a child. We don't call you male like you're a animal. We call you men. We call you a man. We would like that same courtesy, that same respect as well. And then you're like, absolutely not. No, we're not doing that. Well, now you're just an asshole. Do you not see how that that pipeline go? Like, you not see how that connects? This woman says she don't like when men call a woman girl when they mean woman. And you were like, oh, so you must mean like girl boss or girl's night out. There's no way you thought that because you're not stupid. Which means that you brought up those examples to be that. Oh, do you not see how the pipeline, do you not see that? And then y'all complain about the rise of lonely single men, but y'all don't do shit about the rise. Assholes.
I love that dude.
Well, and that's your good take.
That's my best take.
That's the best take.
The Burt Show.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.